The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Let's talk about sport. Cathal Mullany of Off the Ball is with us. Morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Jonathan.
This All-Ireland football draw is a little one-sided, isn't it? You've got Kerry, Mayo, Dublin and, admittedly, Cork on side one. And on side two, Galway, Armagh, Derry and Clare. It's easier to get out of side two.
Well, that would be the general consensus, I think, Jonathan. No doubt about it that Kerry and Dublin, the overwhelming favourites for the All-Ireland title this year, and they'll meet in the semi-final if they can get past their respective quarter-finals, as you say. But I think this draw is very, very interesting indeed because, as you mentioned, on the other side, Armagh against Galway and Clare against Derry. What a great opportunity for those four counties to make an All-Ireland final. They'll all fancy themselves to emerge from that side of the draw. Derry, of course, in such good form in Ulster, and Galway in Connacht. I think Galway and Armagh has the potential to be an absolutely cracking match when you consider the forwards that will be on show in that game. Rion O'Neill was so impressive, wasn't he, for Armagh yesterday. Stephen Campbell as well, and so many good players. Rory Grugan's goal, of course, will probably go down as goal of the championship unless someone can conjure up something more special than that in the coming weeks. So that has the potential to be a real cracker. Armagh impressive in their defeat of Donegal yesterday. Clare so impressive in beating Roscommon with that late surge in Croke Park on Saturday as well. But as you say, Kerry, no doubt about it, probably the favourites for the All-Ireland. Mayo will provide stern resistance in that quarter-final, though Mayo don't look to have hit top gear at all yet so far in this championship, but they'll view that match as a real chance to kickstart their championship campaign. And of course, those two sides have met in some very intriguing matches over the years. And then of course, Dublin against Cork. Cork doing enough to get past Limerick yesterday. They too have some good forwards just in their ranks, but Dublin, I think, have looked pretty impressive so far, and they'll be strong favourites to emerge through that. But all in all, I think, although as you say, it might be slightly lopsided with Kerry and Dublin on one side of the draw, but all the same, a very interesting set of quarterfinals to look forward to.
And it's a very open year, I have to say, and it's great to see, isn't it? The, you know, we're not just automatically assuming it'll be Dublin or Mayo in the final. And there is a bit of life in the championship.
Absolutely, Jonathan. And if you consider on that side of the draw, Galway, Armagh, Derry and Clare, the last time any of those four teams were in an All-Ireland final was Armagh back in 2003, I think. So it's going to be a new team in an All-Ireland final, and a great chance for those counties to give football in their respective counties a huge lift heading into an All-Ireland final, although it could be a big ask against the likes of Dublin or Kerry, but all the same, it is going to give a bit of life to the championship now over the coming weeks.
I felt sorry for the tens of thousands traipsing into the Aviva before the game on Saturday, thinking that, God, what terrible spectacle of football are they going to have to endure for 90 minutes. It was a brilliant performance by the Irish. I mean, one of those goals by Obafemi was just out of this world. Probably, they say, the best goal ever scored in the Aviva.
Yeah, I would go along with that. It was an absolutely superb strike from Obafemi from way out the field, but this was a superb Ireland performance. There's no doubt about it, Jonathan. I mean, they came in for such criticism after two successive losses, particularly after that loss to Armenia, ranked 92nd in the world in their opening group match. But this was a totally refreshed and improved Ireland performance. Stephen Kenny certainly getting his selection right. There was an extra body in midfield where Ireland controlled the match. Now, you have to question Scotland's mindset coming into the match. They looked jaded. They looked tired. They were involved in a crucial World Cup qualifier, of course, prior to this game, and they lost out in that encounter, so their mindset may be questioned. But Ireland, all told, very, very impressive. 3-0. I mean, we've struggled to score goals, haven't we, in recent fixtures, so we'll take them when we get them. And it gives Ireland a great chance now and a good platform heading into that game against Ukraine tomorrow. That's going to be a real challenge.
Well, now, hang on. That's a rinse, wash and repeat, because we played them last week. We were terrible. So could we have a little bit of what we had on Saturday tomorrow evening?
For sure. And I think Stephen Kenny will have to freshen up his team again, obviously with 4 games in 10 days, as you say. Now, Ukraine will have a totally different team as well, probably. They made 10 changes coming into that game against Ireland last week, so they're likely to have a stronger team on the park. But it's a really good opportunity for Ireland to round off this window in a positive fashion. If they can even get a point from it, I think, Jonathan, all things told, it would put a totally different complexion on this international window for Ireland and for Stephen Kenny.
Finally, the golf, Rory McIlroy's win. The two things that are significant about it. Number one, he actually managed to hold on to a title, albeit the Canadian Open. And the dig at Greg Norman was great, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. McIlroy certainly managed to squeeze that into his post-round interview. But the win, as you say, very impressive. I mean, he was 8 under par through 12 holes yesterday and showing some great form. Of course, we have the US Open this week, so he'll fancy his chances heading into that major championship. You mentioned the dig at Greg Norman. It was a good weekend, Jonathan, as well for the PGA Tour, I think, because because the conclusion to last night's event was brilliant. McIlroy shot the lights out. He was alongside Justin Thomas and Tony Finau in his group as well. They both played really well too. And it was, I guess, an illustration of what the PGA Tour can provide, with the top players still playing there, as against the LIV Golf Tour, which I suppose their opening event didn't go too badly, but it struggled to gain any real traction. And of course, the players are playing for virtually nothing bar the money. The events are meaningless bar purse.
I think the money might be the attraction. I could be wrong, Carl, but maybe the money could be what's drawing them in. Carl Mullany of Off the Ball, thanks very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.